Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Our bass player, Jeff.
Well, let's try this then. Our piano player, John.
Our host, Little Michael.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, what happened?
I'm going home. I really need it. Okay. I'm doing this under protest, though. Bass player gets more applause than I do. Just a damn bass player. You play the bass or anything like that?
No.
Play any instruments at all?
Not at all.
No. Do you ever think about picking something up?
No, not really.
No? Do you sing?
Badly.
You care to sing a little something for us?
Not particularly, no.
Do you dance at all or?
Too sober.
You what?
I'm too sober.
You're too sober to dance? So when you're. If we got you drunk, would you dance?
Of course.
And what sort of dance would we see at that point?
Who would care?
You wouldn't care. We might care, depending on where it was, you know.
That's right. I mean, if you're intoxicated, who cares? Yeah.
I see you got your Wisconsin gear on, but I sense something in you that is not Wisconsin.
That's right. Yeah, I'm Ridgie from England.
So. No, you're not. I know you're not because there's another guy over there who claims to be from England, and he sounds nothing like you.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, they come from Cambridge, you see.
They're from Cambridge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in England, isn't it?
Of course.
What's your point, then?
Different dialogues.
Different dialogues? Well, where is your dialogue from?
West London.
West London? Mm-hmm. Must be like far west, though, or something.
Yeah, right.
Really far west? Almost in the water, I would think, at that point.
It is now, with the amount of rain about, I suppose, yes.
Oh, yeah. Where would that be, then, far west?
A place called Feltham.
Feldman? No. You're from Feldman in England.
Related! Oh, it's so good to see you again.
My home village, Feldman in England. Felton? Felton.
F-E-L-T-H-A-M.
Oh, Feltham. Feltham.
Yeah, that's right.
What does that mean exactly to the English?
It means a village in the fields.
Oh, how cool. Mm-hmm.
It's a Roman name.
So I would be a man in the fields then, probably.
A man in the village in the fields.
Okay. Yeah. The Feldmans from Feltham would be really kind of confusing, you know, what they're doing out there. And is still that family still there?
Yes, I do, yes.
Were you the first to come over here?
Maybe.
I don't mean like Columbus or something like that. I know. I mean like...
Fathers. Founding fathers from Feltham.
Are there founding fathers from Feltham?
So, no.
That's so difficult to say. You wouldn't think...
No, there's not.
When did you come over as a child?
No, as an adult.
As an adult?
Mm-hmm.
So you are an adult then?
Oh, yeah. Just. That
presumes you are an adult now.
Yeah, that's right. I was just...
Yeah. So, as an adult, and did you come over for a job offer or did you... Woman over here?
Of course. The latter. Follow the woman.
The latter?
Yeah.
Is this the woman you followed?
Yes, it is.
How did you find this over in Felton?
In West London.
Yeah. Were you looking for something in Felton? And
I don't
this is what came up?
Or I was drunk.
Well, do you remember the name of the pub?
No.
We can piece this together somehow. There might have been someone there who saw it all happen.
Yeah. I really don't remember.
Yeah. You're from here, though.
I am.
Yeah. What were you doing over there?
That I don't know.
All right, let's go back a step here now. Are you from Wisconsin?
I'm from Independence.
Independence?
Yes.
Wisconsin or Missouri?
Wisconsin.
Okay. I didn't know we had one. Do we have our Independence in Wisconsin? I hope so. Okay. Independence, Wisconsin. So you're taking a trip to England?
Yeah, it was no school. It was just a trip.
Just a trip? Mm-hmm. Were you tripping, as a matter of fact? Maybe that's why.
I don't remember.
So you go over there with friends or family?
That I don't even know. I don't remember.
This really is a blank, and you come back, and this guy is with you.
That's the greatest thing about English pubs, you know.
Well, the beer, there's a lot more of it. They give you the...
Yeah, that's right. The pint's larger, yeah.
Okay. And then you found yourself back in America with this gentleman?
I did. He was sitting in the seat behind me. He was following me.
From England?
Yeah, that's right.
Not quite true.
That's exactly right. You know, we're not quite sure.
I'm leaving out some key data here that I don't...
Yeah, yeah, perhaps, yeah. There's...
No, I can't keep calling you this gentleman here. You are?
Eddie.
Eddie, and you're?
Judy.
Judy, okay. And then shortly after he followed you home, then did you immediately marry?
Yes, definitely, that same day.
Like that was... 4 days later?
Yes, it was. By the time we got over here, and yes, it was like 4 days.
What was the hurry? You don't know.
I don't remember.
What a love story. That's the best love story I've ever heard. It's transatlantic. It's got it all. Mystery. And how many years has it been now?
That I don't know.
12 years.
12 years. Congratulations. We have something for them, don't we?
We do.
For that love story.
How about a little bit of wine to celebrate spring in Wisconsin?
What?
From Wollersheim Winery. Wine
oh,
from Wollersheim
wine.
Winery.
Yeah,
wine
a little wine there and see what happens with that one. Okay, something good. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz because it is a quiz show, and this is how we get our tax deduction by doing this, so we're going to earn that right now. We have to know who has that. The Ford Escalade. Yes, would you meet me down at the aisle over here? And we'll get this happening here. This is the four disclaimers. It tells us who can and cannot participate in this quiz, and you are?
Diane Clancy.
Are you from around here, Diane?
I'm from Green Bay. Well, I'm from the UP, but I live in Green Bay.
Okay, very nice. And I'll give that to you and just get out of your way.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. The Kentucky Wildcats versus the Wisconsin Kaminskis.
Wisconsin Kaminskis. I said it louder, that's all. I wasn't correct.
Number three. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who say otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very well done. Beautiful. You can keep that just to prove you were here. That'll take care of your parking when you leave. Just show them that. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. You know, this is wrong, but I see the young man who delivers my sandwich 2 or 3 times a week, and he's such a nice kid. That's Chuck over there. And I wish I could let you play the quiz, Chuck, but I can't. It would be wrong. Oh, come on, Chuck, come on there. Then I don't have to tip you so much. Let me ask you this. Do you think I'm an over-tipper? You ever get that feeling?
Never. I think you're an excellent tipper, and nobody is an over-tipper.
No one's ever given you 100 and say, here, live your life.
Well, sure they have, but I've never felt that it was too much.
And Chuck, so you're from here, right? You're from here?
Madison, Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to say about your background? Did you go to school here?
Yeah, stay in school. Because I didn't.
Okay, that's all right. A lot of famous people didn't.
Yeah, I want to be one of them someday.
Give me one good reason, Chuck, why you should play this quiz.
I've been listening all my life. Listening to the show, loving the show.
Poor guy. Come on, this will be an end to it then. Once you play the quiz, it's over. No more listening. Still bring the sandwiches, though. Emilio's. I like the Emilio's. Okay, Chuck. So is your family in town, or where are they at?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, my parents. My sisters are in Miami and Basel, Switzerland.
No kidding.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. But you stayed here.
I stayed here.
Yeah. Where'd you go? Did you go to West?
I went to Memorial, Madison Memorial.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay. Our big rivals, you know. That's okay. Well, Madison West, don't have our own stadium. We've got to use Memorial's stadium. So if we're the home team, we're playing Memorial in their stadium as the home team.
It's horrible. A horrible thing.
And we have parking.
And you have parking. We have a graveyard. We have a very nice graveyard, which we can't evict, apparently, and we should do it. Build, put a little parking in there. I'm sure they wouldn't mind if we parked between the stones. We got no parking. How are things otherwise?
Oh, wonderful.
What do you do when you're not running around in that car which is going to die on you?
Oh, God.
Delivering Emilio's sandwiches. Oh, I mean, what are your loves in life?
Reading.
What do you like? Reading?
I love reading.
What are you reading right now, Chuck?
Nothing.
What would you be reading if you had a copy of it?
Oh, God. Catch 22. Favorite book ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you have it, but you don't read it? You haven't read it? Or you will get a copy and you will read it? You have read it, and that's it.
I will find it.
Yeah. I was just telling my daughter about that the other day.
Excellent.
Important to know about.
Everybody should read that book.
Yeah. Because you identify with Yossarian.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Totally.
Yes, sir.
Ever climb a tree naked?
I got naked in a tree, but I...
Another time. Another time. Ixnay. And then what about sports or activities or hobbies? Oh. Or what do you do, Chuck? I don't know much about you. I just overtip you.
Let's change that.
And then you go.
I used to play hockey. I still play hockey every
once
in a while.
Are you a hockey player? Yeah, okay.
Go Penguins.
Yeah. Cool.
And yeah, and I watch a lot of TV, watch a lot of Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. But you're not playing hockey so much anymore, but.
No, yeah. watching it.
Netflix. And you got a TiVo, I bet, there and everything. And
yeah.
Do you?
DVR.
So you really don't have a life is what you're telling each other. This is now very sad. I'm sorry I asked.
Me too.
Yeah. Have you got a, you know, significant other or?
Oh, not right now.
No, you're just...
Not very significant.
I'm sure she'll be glad to hear that. That's going to seal that deal. Well, you know, and then... But you got big plans. You know, lots of things you're going to...
Yeah, that's what I tell my parents.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you living at home yet?
No.
Thank God for that.
Not
Jeff.
For a few months.
Not for a few months. I like you, man. You're really a nice guy. You got to get out of the house and do some stuff, though. Invent an app or something. All these guys, you should be a billionaire. How old are you?
Old enough to be a billionaire.
Yeah, you should be a billionaire. I'm saying you're 20, at least 23, right?
Yeah, 29, secretly.
Okay.
Well, but don't tell anyone.
You should be a billionaire twice over by 29. No, that's good. You're good. It'll be good. It'll all be good. If I can help you in any way, I doubt it. Right. Chuck, someone out there plays along with you. You know how that works, or don't you?
Yes,
you do.
Oh, I do.
Did your parents used to play this to you, like when you were going to hockey practice?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Me and my dad, it was a wonderful, wonderful time going up all over through the state and listening to you be awkward with people.
Thank you. And now it's you.
And now
you
it's
are
me.
You are the awkward person I'm being awkward with. So if there plays along with you, how does that work then?
People who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. Uh-huh. And you ask them a qualifying question.
Oh, I do. Okay, I'll get that then. All right, the Great Extinction at the end of the Permian period. Who done it? Is a question. Now there's been a lot. There's something recent been in the news recently. They got a new villain to blame for the Great Extinction of most species at the end of the Permian age. The question is, who is the latest suspect? Put your arm down, sir. You are not the suspect. You got to stop saying that you're guilty of everything because you're not. Get over that. Let's go to the phones right now. The latest suspect in the extinction of the Permian, and Nick's on the line. He's in La Crosse, or he's on the way to. Are you in La Crosse?
I'm on the way to Madison, actually. Oh, watch the Final Four.
Are you? Where are you going to watch it from?
That's a good question. Hopefully, a nice eating, drinking establishment.
Yeah. Echo Tap. We have people here who are going to be at the Echo Tap tonight. That's a good place. Yeah, you can be there.
All right.
That's right on Bedford Street there.
Okay.
Okay.
Never heard of it, but okay.
No, you'll like it. Honestly, you'll like it. The food's good, too, but who's going to eat? Who can eat in these circumstances? The beer's very good. Nick, mm-hmm. Who's the latest suspect in the Great Extinction at the end of the Permian age or era, whatever it was?
And the question is who?
Who or what is responsible for it?
Okay. I thought I heard something about there was like an asteroid, and then it was stuff that shot back up into the atmosphere superheated and basically everything got wiped out by heat?
No, that was a movie. I saw that movie. It wasn't very good even. No, that's not The Latest Suspect, though. Sorry, Nick.
Well, thank you.
See you at the Echo Tap.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Mike's on the line from Radford, Virginia. Mike.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You know this one, don't you, Mike?
I didn't quite hear the question.
Okay.
Switch over.
That's because you were dialing before it was asked.
That's true.
The Latest Suspect for the Great Extinction in the Permian Age era epic.
Who caused it or what caused it?
What caused it, yeah.
Okay.
It's a new one we hadn't heard before. Any idea? Oh, sorry.
I'm thinking I'm coming. Oh. I'll bet floods.
No, sorry. Okay. Mike's in Medina, Tennessee. Mike, you know, don't you?
I heard it this week, and I cannot remember. I know they decided it wasn't the volcanoes.
Yeah. Something
and
smaller, maybe?
It wasn't the asteroid.
Something smaller, maybe.
Something smaller.
Yeah. Something microscopic size, maybe.
Some type of bacteria.
Okay, we'll take that, Mike, because we're desperate. Yes, microbes. Microbes, ocean microbes secreting methane. So with all our cows around here, we could have another one real soon is what I'm thinking. Okay, Mike, how are you? Pretty good?
Doing great today. Okay. Beautiful day in West Tennessee.
Well, that's wonderful. We have almost no time here, so we're going to give you a one for it. Oh, by the way, Chuck, this is Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, Chuck. This is a one-fer for all the money. You get this question right, we'll give you the whole quiz because we got no time. Okay, cool?
All right,
here it is. So one question from which category would you like it?
Either current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Mike, we'll let you pick. What category would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
All right. Here's the question. Were the Vikings 6-foot-long double-edged swords actually used as walking sticks?
Chuck, you're on the home court.
Well, you got to think that, you know, anything can be used as a walking stick. I would imagine that that's not what they were made for.
Right.
But
a hockey stick could be a walking stick.
Hey, yeah. I mean, yeah. Walk into the penalty box. Yeah. you know, I would think technically, yes, because anything can be. But
forget technically.
Yeah, well, let's just be real.
I mean, is that what they used them for? I'm saying they came in walking on their swords.
I got to think that they were more weapons or at least decorative, not walking sticks. What do you think, Mike?
Decorative, certainly. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, not walking sticks.
Not
so you're saying no? No is right. Are you kidding me? You're going to carry that to walk on?
Chuck, you'll become an expert on everything from the peculiar to the ponderous. Reading What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Source Books. Mike, begin every morning like you're at the What Do You Know show with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend and enhance your afternoon with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can write notes, letters, or memos with a specially crafted pencil from the newly remodeled Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center and mail news of your quiz victory the old-fashioned way on a half dozen vintage What Do You Know postcards. Congratulations to both.
Like that.
Thank you.
See you real soon.
Awesome.
Okay. I say no tip for like 3 weeks. Mike, hang in there. Thanks for playing.
Our next live show will be April 26th at Monona Terrace here in Madison, featuring a live performance from Willie Porter. Reserve your seat today at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, our producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Yeah.